Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Immediately the Spirit drove Jesus out into the wilderness, and he remained there for 40 days, and was tempted by Satan. He was with the wild beasts, and the angels looked after him. After John's arrest, Jesus appeared in Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The reign of God is at hand. Change your hearts and minds and believe this good news, the good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, word from the heart of God.
The book was upside down. Happy Lent. The messages that we heard tonight wouldn't necessarily be ones that we would combine. So a rainbow, a baptism, changing our hearts and minds, and the good news that Jesus came to proclaim. So the rainbow is God's sign of covenant to say, I love you. I've loved you always. I know you've misinterpreted things and thought that I don't love you and that I punish you, but I love you. And the rainbow in the sky is that love for us. The story in the second reading and talking about baptism is that connection to God, an appeal to God to bless us as we are baptized and to, again, create that covenant and to know that we are loved. We are loved by God. And Jesus' time in the wilderness, in Mark's gospel, is this long, you know, as opposed to all the temptations we get in some of the other gospels. But Jesus faced the demons that we face as human beings, as Jesus was human. And God's love prevailed. The Spirit came through, and Jesus knew the love of God even in the midst of his humanity. So the message that I want us to carry into Lent is that God is for us. God's never not been for us. And the Spirit will sustain us. So we don't have to doubt that. In our midst of trial, we know God is for us, God loves us, God will sustain us. Is it going to be comfortable every minute? Heck no. Are we going to have fears? Yes. Is there violence in this world and lots of bad things? Yes. God is for us, the Spirit will sustain us so that we can serve others and serve our neighbor. So, as you may have noticed when you came in, Nan graciously put all the verbs of those books you received on the cross hanging there in a, what do you call that? A mobile, yeah. And so as you read those verbs in your reflection booklet, you're thinking about what action might I take that lives that God is for us, and that God will sustain us, and that it is for our neighbor and ourselves. So today, I want to show you something. You might be familiar with an envelope. Do you remember receiving those once upon a time? You know, with an address on them, and Linda sends them out to some of us regularly. Piece of paper often has a stamp on it, you know. So the message that's coming today is God's love for us. And I want to give each of you one of these. Buddy, would you help me?
Of course.
Thank you. I think that should be enough for everybody. Because we forget that we are loved by God. So you can open it as you receive it. But there are two messages in there that say the same thing. God loves you. And the reason there are two in there, messages that say God loves you, is one is personally addressed to you right now. And the other one is in a clean envelope that you could send to someone who needs to hear that. What will you do with your message that says, God loves you? Do you want to put it in your Bible? Do you want to put it on your front door? Do you want to put it on your mirror, by your bedside table, by where you brush your teeth? How do you need to know that God loves you? God loves you. And people need to hear that. And you will hear Greg and I say, I love you, a whole lot to people. And they often look at us strangely. Because as you're walking away, we say, I love you. Part of that came from when our daughter was in a recovery program. The founder of that recovery program also worked in a soup kitchen. And he said, as I would walk around and minister to the people who were at the soup kitchen, they did not hear I love you ever. And they did not hear themselves called by name. And so I started saying their name and saying, I love you. And he said it made such a difference to people. People's lives, we hear it lots here. But when you're out there in the world and you are with somebody, and it's an appropriate thing, you know, you're not going to say it to somebody who's going to make them uncomfortable. But you're going to say, I love you. That's okay to say. And to bring God's love to people. When I was with my mom at the assisted living, we delivered messages like that room to room. And people need to hear that. So no matter what verb you choose for Lent to focus on, and we all know verbs are action words, right? We learned that in grammar school. Action words. Whatever verb touches your heart that you're going to bring to the world, I love you goes with that. Or it needs to be based in I love you. So when we, at the end of Mass, the people who have not received ashes yet, receive the ashes on their forehead, that's a sign of love. That's a sign of Jesus' love for us, to show us how to love. He died. And that love we go out with. When we have the prayer for committed relationships towards the end of Mass, that is for marriage and for love. How we love one another is what we show to the world. And so as I'm going to give you a minute to sit with that envelope and think, who needs to hear that? And even if what you send is anonymous, it's a stamp and it's a addressed letter that goes to somebody, and they open it up and they see God loves you, that can make a huge difference in someone's life. So I'm going to give you that minute to think on that, but know that you got a hand-delivered letter today from the one who loves you. And we love you.